When I was a youth pastor, we would sometimes play a game called Which Way Does the Wind Blow? The name of that game had very little to do with the game, if anything at all. And that's actually how some people think of salvation as well. They think salvation rests upon themselves and has very little to do with God. But those people would be wrong. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. John chapter 8 verse 3 says, "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." This can be a tough verse to deal with because it has everything to do with the absolute sovereignty of God in salvation. The comparison of the Holy Spirit to the wind shows us that we can control God, predict God, or dictate to God about as well as we can control and predict or dictate to the wind. People who are born of the Spirit did not tell the Spirit to do something He didn't already want to do. People who are born of the Spirit are not born again according to their calendars. They don't fit it in when it's convenient for them. Instead, salvation is of the Lord. So what does that mean for us? Well, it means that we must become desperate upon God to do a work on our heart. We need the Spirit to move upon us, and we plead for Him to do so. And when the Lord hears the prayers of the repentant and those who are calling upon the name of the Lord in faith, then we can know that the Holy Spirit has already begun His regenerating and redeeming work. So what about you today? Has there been a time when you sensed the conviction of your own sin and you knew that you stand condemned before a holy God? That was the work of the Holy Spirit upon your life. But listen, there's no guarantee that the Holy Spirit will ever move your way again like He may be doing right now. You don't get to pencil in salvation into your iCal. If He is moving on your heart right now, then you need to respond right now. He's drawing you to see the glory of Christ and His sacrifice for sin on the believer's behalf. So will you confess and turn from your sinfulness and believe that Jesus has died in your place and that He's been raised from death unto life so that you can have eternal life? You must be born again. If you're a follower of Christ and you pray today, would you remember to pray for Phil Knott, our missionary in Africa? And also remember the Ashaninka Life Word broadcast that's heard in Peru.